Okay, so get this. You know how we're always hearing about data breaches?
Always.
Well, this one is huge EE, and it's got some pretty wild connections.
Uh-oh.
We're diving into this article. It's called Elon Musk's DOGE and the Biggest U.S. Government Data Breach, a National Security Crisis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to unpack exactly what happened, who's involved, and what it means for national security,
Okay.
and potentially even you.
All right, so let's start with the basics. What is DOGE?
Right. DOGE stands for the Department of Government Efficiency.
Okay.
And it was formed under the Trump administration
Oh, interesting.
as a presidential advisory board.
Okay.
But it's, it stirred up some controversy.
Can I imagine?
Yeah, and the article really highlights the unusual amount of control DOGE gained over government departments.
Okay, so how did they manage to infiltrate these systems?
Well, the article points to three key factors, and I think it helps if we try to make them memorable with some specific details.
Yeah, for sure.
So, factor number one. Imagine getting the keys to Fort Knox, okay? But nobody even bothers to check your ID.
Oh.
That's essentially what happened here.
Oh no.
Yeah, President Trump issued an executive order that basically allowed people to get interim security clearances
Right.
without going through the usual thorough background checks.
Seriously.
Yeah, so that's factor number one.
So they just let anyone in?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
So these DOGE operatives, many of them with no prior experience in government,
Okay.
were suddenly wandering around databases with incredibly sensitive information.
That is terrifying.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Okay, and factor number two, career government officials.
All right.
The folks who spent years, maybe even decades, understanding the ins and outs of security protocols,
Right.
they were totally overruled by DOGE.
Really?
Yeah.
So these DOGE operatives were basically calling the shots.
Yeah, it's like bringing in a group of amateur chefs
Uh-oh.
to run a Michelin-starred kitchen.
Oh, that's not a good recipe.
No, definitely a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
And speaking of disaster, the article goes into detail about the agencies that were affected.
Okay.
And this is where it gets really scary.
Right.
It's not just one or two minor breaches, it's a whole slew of major
Like
agencies,
what?
like the U.S. Treasury Department.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So think about all the data the Treasury holds: personal financial information, social security
I
numbers,
don't know how you do.
even the systems that process tax refunds.
Wow.
If that data falls into the wrong hands, widespread identity theft, potential financial chaos.
Like everything.
Yeah, the day works.
I miss.
And then you've got the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM.
Oh, yeah.
They've got personal details on every federal employee and anyone who's ever applied for a government job.
So basically everyone.
Yeah, pretty much. And USAID?
USAID.
The U.S. Agency for International Development? They
Oh.
were breached as well.
Uh-huh.
They handle classified intelligence reports. Yeah, the kind of information that could compromise national security.
Wow.
And it's telling that some senior officials at USAID
Okay.
were actually placed on leave because they resisted giving DOGE access.
That is pretty suspicious.
Yeah, very suspicious. So we're seeing this pattern of DOGE, pushing their way past established security measures.
Right.
It's not just a matter of them getting in, it's about them ignoring the rules and procedures
Yeah.
that were put in place for a reason.
Exactly.
And it wasn't just those agencies.
Oh,
The Department of Education was hit too,
seriously.
which means student financial aid information was compromised.
Oh, God.
And the Small Business Administration,
What?
they hold contracts, payment details, HR data,
So much sensitive information.
a treasure trove for anyone looking to exploit small businesses.
Wow. Okay.
And to top it all off, you've got Health and Human Services,
Oh, no.
with Medicare and Medicaid payment systems being accessed.
But basically, every aspect of our lives was compromised.
Yeah, pretty much. This is huge EE.
This raises a really important question, like, why were standard security procedures seemingly ignored?
Yeah, the article points out that many DOGE operatives were granted top secret clearances without going through full background checks.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Without full background check?
Without full background checks.
That seems unbelievable.
It does, right.
It flies in the face of everything we know about how security clearances are supposed to work.
Exactly. It seems like established protocols were just tossed aside,
Yeah.
which raises concerns about the motives behind these actions.
Absolutely.
And what's even more troubling is that Congress was kept in the dark.
Really?
They received no information about DOGE's hiring practices
Wow.
or the extent of their authority.
So you had this group operating under a veil of secrecy with access to incredibly sensitive data, and nobody seems to know exactly what they were doing.
Or why.
It's like something out of a spy movie.
Totally.
And that lack of transparency is a huge red flag.
For sure.
When you combine that with a disregard for security protocols, it starts to paint a very troubling picture.
Okay, so we've established that DOGE had access to all sorts of data they probably shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But how did they actually handle that data?
Right.
Did they follow proper procedures?
Okay.
Or were there even more red flags?
Well, that's where things get even more interesting and more concerning.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat.
The article highlights some specific examples that raise serious questions about how DOGE was operating.
Okay, lay it on me.
There were reports of DOGE operatives using their personal email accounts for official government business.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You mean personal email accounts like Gmail or Yahoo?
That's right. Not secure government accounts.
Wow.
But personal accounts.
It's mind-boggling.
It is, isn't it?
It's like they weren't even trying to hide it.
Right.
And what's the big deal about using personal email for government work?
Well, think about it. Personal email accounts are inherently less secure than official government accounts. They're more vulnerable to hacking.
Right.
Phishing attacks.
Right.
And other cyber threats. And when you're dealing with sensitive government information.
Yeah.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Totally.
It's like leaving the blueprints for Fort Knox on a park bench.
So not only did they have access to information they shouldn't have, they weren't even handling it properly.
Yeah.
And it gets worse, right?
It does.
Because I remember something about a private email server.
You're right. There's a lawsuit alleging that DOGE actually went so far as to install a private email server on federal networks.
Wow, this is sounding awfully familiar.
Yes.
Didn't we go through this whole private email server debacle before?
We did.
And it's a major red flag.
It is.
Private email servers are notoriously difficult to secure.
Yeah.
And they can be used to bypass government oversight and record-keeping requirements.
Exactly.
So we have this group, DOGE, operating in the shadows with access to sensitive data, ignoring security protocols, using personal email accounts, and possibly even setting up their own private email server.
Yeah.
What kind of legal and political fallout are we looking at here?
Well, as you can imagine, people are not happy about this.
I can imagine.
Federal employee unions are furious.
Yeah.
They're the ones on the front lines whose data has been compromised.
Right.
And they're filing lawsuits challenging DOGE's access to sensitive information.
Yeah. It's their livelihoods and their privacy at stake. I can understand why they'd be upset.
Absolutely. And Congress has launched investigations.
Oh, wow.
They're demanding transparency on how these security clearances were given out to DOGE personnel.
Okay.
They want to know who authorized this, who knew about it, and what steps are being taken to prevent it from happening again.
So it's not just a legal issue. It's a full-blown political crisis.
It is. And what's fascinating here is that this isn't a partisan issue.
Really?
Both Republicans and Democrats are expressing serious concerns about national security. Okay. They're saying that this kind of reckless disregard for security protocols puts the entire country at risk.
So this goes beyond political maneuvering. It's a genuine threat that everyone's taking seriously.
Exactly. It's a wake-up call that our systems are more vulnerable than we thought.
Yeah.
And that we need to be much more careful about who we trust with sensitive information.
And it's not just a domestic issue, right?
Aye.
The article mentions something about global ramifications.
Right.
What does a breach like this mean for the U.S. on the international stage?
Well, imagine you're one of America's allies sharing intelligence with them.
Okay.
You find out that the U.S. can't even protect their own data.
Yeah.
That they've got groups like DOGE running around with unchecked access.
Uh-huh.
How much trust would you have left?
Probably not much. I can see how this would damage relationships with allies and make them hesitant to share information in the future.
That's right. It undermines America's credibility and weakens its position in the world. And it's not just about allies. This unauthorized access could make U.S. systems more vulnerable to cyber attacks from adversaries.
Oh, right.
It's like leaving the door wide open for anyone with malicious intent.
And we can't forget about the state governments.
Right, right.
They hold tons of data on their residents.
Yeah.
And if that data has been compromised through this breach, they've got their own set of problems to deal with.
You're hitting the nail on the head.
Yeah.
State governments could pursue legal action against the federal government.
Oh, wow.
Demanding accountability.
Okay.
And compensation for the damage done.
Yeah.
This could turn into a legal and diplomatic nightmare, all stemming from a lack of oversight.
Wow.
And a blatant disregard for established security protocols.
Okay, so we've got this massive data breach, potential legal battles brewing, international relations strained, and national security potentially compromised.
Yeah.
It feels like we've stumbled into some kind of techno thriller.
It does.
But before we dive into the next chapter, let's pause for a moment and let all this sink in. You got to be reeling from all this information, right?
Yeah. It's a lot to process, for sure.
It really highlights how interconnected everything is.
It does.
We tend to think about cybersecurity in terms of hackers and fancy code.
Yeah.
But this situation shows how human factors, right, like unchecked power, ignoring the rules,
right,
can be just as dangerous.
For sure. It's a reminder that security isn't just about firewalls and passwords.
Yeah.
It's about having the right people in the right roles and making sure they're actually following the rules.
Absolutely. Which brings up another question.
Okay.
Who's ultimately responsible for this massive lapse in security?
Oh, that's the age-old question of accountability.
Yeah.
It's complicated, and the article doesn't offer any easy answers.
Right.
Was it the Trump administration for creating DOGE and giving them so much authority?
Mm.
Was it DOGE themselves for exceeding their mandate and ignoring all the protocols? Or was it Congress for failing to provide proper oversight?
So many fingers pointing in different directions.
Yeah.
What's important now, though, is figuring out how to move forward.
Right.
We can't just sweep this under the rug and pretend it didn't happen.
No, absolutely not.
What steps can be taken to ensure something like this never happens again?
That's the key question, isn't it?
It is.
This isn't just about pointing fingers.
Okay.
It's about learning from this experience and making sure it doesn't repeat itself.
Okay.
And that's going to require a multi-pronged approach.
Yeah.
No single solution is going to magically fix everything.
All right, so let's break it down.
Okay.
What are some of the key things that need to change?
Well, as we touched on earlier, a complete overhaul of the security clearance process is absolutely essential.
Yeah.
We can't have people getting interim top secret clearances without rigorous vetting.
Right.
It's like giving someone a driver's license without even making them take a driving test.
Totally agree. It seems like common sense. But somewhere along the line, the process broke down.
It did. And Congress needs to step up and provide much stronger oversight.
Okay.
They can't be kept in the dark about these kinds of operations.
Yeah.
They need full transparency into who is being hired, what access they're being granted, and what protocols are being followed.
More checks and balances, basically.
Exactly.
But even with tighter controls, there's always the human element.
Right.
People make mistakes.
Yeah.
Intentionally or not.
Yeah.
What can be done to address that?
That's where education and training come in.
Okay.
Government employees at all levels need to be trained on cybersecurity best practices.
Right.
They need to understand the risks, know how to spot potential threats, and be equipped to respond appropriately.
So it's not just about telling people, don't click on suspicious links.
Right.
It's about giving them the knowledge and skills to navigate the digital world safely and responsibly.
Exactly. And it's about creating a culture of cybersecurity awareness.
Okay.
It needs to be ingrained in everything they do.
Yeah.
Not just an afterthought.
This whole conversation makes me think about my own online behavior.
Yeah.
Are there things I can do as an individual to protect myself from these kinds of threats?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
This DOGE situation might seem like a distant government problem.
Yeah.
But it highlights how vulnerable we all are in the digital world.
Right.
And you as an individual can absolutely take steps to protect yourself.
Okay, so spill the beans.
All right.
What are some practical things I can do to improve my own cybersecurity?
The first step is awareness.
Okay.
Understanding the risks is key.
Got it.
Think about the information you share online and be mindful of who has access to it.
Right.
Use strong, unique passwords for all your accounts.
Okay.
And enable two-factor authentication whenever possible.
Yeah.
It adds an extra layer of security, making it much harder for hackers to gain access.
Those are good reminders. I know I'm guilty of using the same password for multiple accounts.
Yeah, we all do.
I need to step up my game.
We all do. And be wary of phishing scams.
Yeah, right.
Right? Those are emails or messages that try to trick you into giving up personal information.
Okay.
Like your passwords or credit card details.
Yeah.
Look for red flags like misspellings,
strange
sender addresses, or requests for information you wouldn't normally share.
Yeah, it's so easy to fall for those scams, especially when they look so official.
They can be very sophisticated.
Right.
And if you see something suspicious,
report
it. Don't assume someone else will take care of it.
Oh, okay.
You could be preventing a much bigger problem down the line.
Be vigilant, be proactive, and don't be afraid to speak up. Got it.
Exactly. This DOGE breach may seem like a story ripped from the headlines.
Yeah.
but it underscores the importance of personal cybersecurity for each of us.
It's a reminder that we all have a role to play in keeping our data safe.
Yeah.
Both individually and collectively.
Absolutely. And it's a conversation that needs to continue.
Yeah.
We need to keep asking these tough questions,
uh-huh.
pushing for solutions, and holding those in power accountable.
I couldn't agree more. This deep dive has been eye-opening, to say the least.
It has.
It's a complex issue with far-reaching implications that we're only just beginning to understand.
It is, and it underscores how important it is to stay informed and engaged.
Right.
Cybersecurity isn't just a tech issue. It's a societal issue that we all need to grapple with.
So what's the one key takeaway you want our listener to walk away with today?
I think the biggest takeaway is that cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility.
Okay.
We can't just rely on the government or tech companies to keep us safe.
Yeah.
We all need to be proactive in protecting ourselves and our data.
I love that. It's about empowerment, not fear.
Right.
We're not helpless victims in this digital world.
No.
We have the power to make a difference.
Exactly. We can't let fear paralyze us.
Right.
We need to use this knowledge to make informed decisions and take action to create a more secure digital world for ourselves and for everyone.
Well said. And before we wrap up this part of our conversation, I have to ask about the elephant in the room. The article title mentions Elon Musk.
Yes.
But we haven't really talked about his role in all of this. What's the connection?
Yes, the Musk enigma.
Yeah.
It's what initially piqued my interest as well.
Uh-huh.
To be honest, the article doesn't delve too deeply into the specifics.
Right.
But it strongly implies a link between DOGE and Elon Musk.
So is he the mastermind behind this whole operation? Mm-hmm. Is this some kind of elaborate scheme to, I don't know, take over the world with Twitter and Teslas?
It doesn't go quite that far.
Okay.
It suggests that some DOGE operatives had ties to Musk's companies, potentially SpaceX and Tesla.
Okay.
But the nature of those ties is left unclear.
So maybe not a direct connection,
yeah.
but some sort of overlap in personnel.
That's the impression I get. It's a bit of a mystery.
Yeah.
And the article leaves us with more questions than answers.
Intriguing.
It is.
Makes you wonder what Musk's involvement, if any, really is.
Yeah.
Could this be a simple case of shared employees?
Right.
Or is there something deeper going on?
It definitely adds another layer of complexity to this already convoluted story.
Yeah.
And it's something we'll need to explore further as more information comes to light.
Well, that's a perfect cliffhanger to leave our listeners with.
It is.
It seems this deep dive is far from over.
It does.
We'll have to do some more digging and see if we can uncover the Musk connection in our next installment.
Okay.
Stay tuned because this rabbit hole goes deeper than we initially thought.
Welcome
back. We've been talking about DOGE.
DOGE, right.
The Department of Government Efficiency.
Uh-huh.
And their questionable access to sensitive U.S. government data.
Right. It's a story full of twists and turns, shadowy figures.
Yeah.
And even a hint of Elon Musk sprinkled in for good measure.
A little bit of spice.
Yeah.
So it's certainly been a wild ride.
It has.
And while we haven't quite cracked the Musk code just yet.
Not yet, no.
There's still plenty to discuss about potential solutions to the cybersecurity crisis.
Oh, absolutely.
You're right. The damage is done. The breach has already happened. So what can be done now to mitigate the fallout and prevent something like this from ever happening again?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
And unfortunately, there's no easy answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to require a multi-pronged approach.
Okay.
A combination of policy changes, technological solutions,
right.
and a shift in how we think about cybersecurity.
Okay, so let's break it down.
Yeah.
Where do we even begin to untangle this mess?
Well, as we talked about earlier, strengthening those security clearance procedures is absolutely paramount.
Okay.
We can't have individuals, especially those with little to no experience in government.
Right.
Gaining access to top secret information without incredibly thorough vetting.
Right. No more handing out interim clearances, like party favors. Got it.
Exactly.
But tightening the reins on who gets in is only part of the solution.
Yeah.
What about what they can do once they have access?
Right.
How do we prevent them from going rogue or mishandling sensitive data?
That's where we need to get serious about implementing stricter cybersecurity protocols across all government agencies.
Okay.
Think mandatory encryption for all sensitive data.
Right.
Multi-factor authentication for every login.
Uh-huh.
And a zero trust security model as the foundation.
Okay. I'm familiar with encryption and two-factor authentication, but zero trust security sounds pretty intense.
It is.
What does that even mean in practice?
It means that no one, not even someone with the highest level of security clearance is automatically trusted.
Okay.
Every single access request, every attempt to open a file or view a record is scrutinized and verified. It's like having a security checkpoint at every door, even within the organization itself.
So it's about minimizing the potential for unauthorized access at every single level.
Exactly.
Makes sense. But even with the best technology and the tightest protocol, there's always the human element to consider.
Always.
People make mistakes.
They do.
They get careless.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes they even intentionally break the rules. How do we address that?
That's where training and oversight become absolutely crucial.
Okay.
All government employees, regardless of their position or level of clearance, need to be educated about cybersecurity best practices. They need to be aware of the risks, know how to identify potential threats, and understand their role in maintaining a secure environment.
So it's not just about telling them to change their passwords every few months.
Right.
It's about giving them the knowledge and skills to navigate the digital world safely and responsibly.
Exactly. And it's about fostering a culture of cybersecurity awareness.
Okay.
It needs to be ingrained in everything they do from the moment they log in to the moment they log off.
It sounds like a massive undertaking, especially given the size and complexity of the U.S. government.
It is, but it's an absolutely necessary one. The alternative is simply unacceptable.
Right.
We can't afford to have another DOGE situation.
Yeah.
With sensitive data being mishandled and national security potentially compromised.
Speaking of national security, this breach has implications that extend far beyond U.S. borders, right?
Yes.
What are the long-term consequences for America's relationships with its allies?
It's hard to overstate the damage that's been done.
Yeah.
Imagine you're one of America's closest allies.
Okay.
Sharing intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Coordinating on military operations.
Yeah.
Trusting them with your most sensitive secrets. Then you find out that they can't even protect their own data.
Yeah, that trust is going to be pretty hard to rebuild.
Exactly. It undermines America's credibility as a reliable partner and weakens its position on the world stage.
Yeah.
Other countries might hesitate to share information or collaborate on projects.
Yeah.
Knowing that their data might not be safe.
And then there's the potential for adversaries to exploit this situation.
Absolutely.
They must be salivating at the thought of all this compromised data.
It's a gift to any nation state or criminal organization looking to gain an advantage over the U.S.
Right.
They can use this information to launch cyber attacks.
Yeah.
So discord or even influence elections, the possibilities are frightening.
So it's not just a matter of cleaning up this one mess.
Yeah.
It's about preventing a cascade of future problems.
Exactly. And that's going to require a fundamental shift in how we approach cybersecurity.
Right.
It can't be an afterthought.
Yeah.
It has to be baked into every aspect of government operations.
Okay, so we've talked about the big picture stuff, the policy changes and systemic overhauls.
Right.
But what about the individuals whose data has already been compromised?
Yeah.
What can be done to help them?
That's a critical question.
It is.
First and foremost, the government needs to be completely transparent about what information was accessed and who might be affected.
Okay.
They need to be upfront with people.
Right.
Tell them what happened. Outline the steps they're taking to mitigate the damage.
Yeah, no more hiding behind classified reports and vague statements.
Exactly, and they need to offer concrete assistance to those affected.
Okay.
Things like credit monitoring, identity theft protection services, even financial compensation for any losses incurred as a result of the breach.
It's about taking responsibility and demonstrating a genuine commitment to helping people recover from this mess.
Absolutely. It's about rebuilding trust, showing that they're not just sweeping this under the rug and moving on.
Right. This whole situation feels like a wake-up call, not just for the government, but for all of us.
It is.
It shows just how vulnerable our data is and how much work we need to do to protect it.
I completely agree. It's a stark reminder that we can't afford to be complacent about cybersecurity.
Yeah.
We all need to be proactive, informed, and engaged in this conversation.
So what's the one key takeaway you want our listener to walk away with today?
If I had to boil it down to one thing, it would be this. Knowledge is power.
Okay.
The more you understand about cybersecurity, the better equipped you'll be to protect yourself.
Right.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
Do your research and stay informed.
I love that. It's about taking control, not cowering in fear. We can't let these kinds of events paralyze us. We need to use them as fuel to learn, adapt, and become more resilient.
Exactly. And remember, cybersecurity isn't just a technical issue. It's a human issue.
Yeah.
It's about making smart choices, holding those in power accountable, and working together to create a safer digital world.
Well said. Well, folks, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the DOGE data breach.
We have.
It's been a wild ride, full of intrigue, outrage, and hopefully some valuable lessons learned.
Yes, we've covered a lot of ground. And while we may not have all the answers, we've hopefully sparked some important conversations about cybersecurity and what we can do to make our digital world a safer place.
Absolutely. We'll continue to follow this story and keep you updated on any new developments, especially that lingering Elon Musk connection.
Yes.
In the meantime, stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay curious.
And if you have any thoughts or questions about what we discussed today, please don't hesitate to reach out. We're always happy to hear from you.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time for another fascinating exploration into the world of information and ideas. Until then, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.